Hachette Audio presents The Delivery Man, written by Jeffrey Deaver, read by Eduardo Ballerini. 1. Thursday, 8:30 p.m.
What's the story, Sax? How was the scene? Complicated? Difficult? Impossible?
Lincoln Rhyme turned his motorized wheelchair from his computer, where he'd been reading an email, toward the arched doorway of his parlor. Amelia Sachs was walking into his parlor cum laboratory on Central Park West. She deposited on a nearby evidence table the large gray milk crate she was lugging, then pulled off her black 5'11 tactical jacket. She was clothed in blue jeans and a t-shirt, off-white today, that were typical of what she wore beneath the Tyvek overalls when she walked the grid at a crime scene. Her pretty face, her former fashion model face, eased into a smile. The scene? Challenging, let's say. You're in a good mood. He is. It's pretty disorienting. This came from Rhyme's aide just entering the room behind Sachs. Tom Reston, a slim young man, was impeccably dressed in dark gray Italian slacks and a solid taupe shirt. Rhyme was a quadriplegic, his spine damaged at the C4 level and largely paralyzed from the neck down. Accordingly, and not surprisingly, he was given to swings of temperament that could be quite dramatic. Of course, even before the accident that rendered him disabled, as head of the NYPD crime scene operation, he'd been dour to insufferable quite often, he'd been fast to admit. Tom was in a good position to voice an opinion on the matter. After years of caregiving, he knew his charge's emotional gravity quite well, the way one half of a long married couple knows the others by instinct.
My moods are hardly relevant. Why would they be?
His eyes were on the crate, containing evidence from the complicated, difficult, and, if not impossible, then challenging homicide scene Sachs had just run in Manhattan. Sachs seemed amused by the half-hearted denial. She asked, "The Baxter case?"
If I were in a good mood, though again irrelevant, that might be a source.
The Baxter prosecution had been a particularly tough one, unique for Rhyme. He could not recall handling another purely white-collar criminal case in his years as an NYPD detective, or more recently, a forensic consultant. Baxter, an Upper East Sider slash Long Islander.